Blog Talk Radio.
Was playing. Hi, Chamad Kelly. Welcome in. Welcome to Journey into Healing podcast. I said for everybody on Periscope that shares this out, since we're simultaneously broadcasting, I will call your name out. So if I see it, I will call your name out and let you know that you shared it. Chamad Kelly shared it. Red Kite shared it. All these people are sharing. Thank you so much. Yes, I will pop up and see you share this out. So welcome in to Journey into the Healing podcast. I forget what episode this is now, so I guess I'll just leave that one off. I don't know, 6, 7, whatever it is. This show is going to be aired and produced every week for your enjoyment on Blog Talk Radio. So you can find me over at Blog Talk Radio Elizabeth Sampson, yes, or you can go over onto my website at elizabethsampson.com, and you can get the list of shows that will be upcoming, and you can get the archive shows. I've changed things around on my website, so not exactly sure. I think it's under services. You'll be able to find that tab. It'll be a drop down so you can see where you want to do. Also, just a little bit of to let you know, if you are somebody that is on a healing journey, if you're somebody that heals others that you deal with, whether you heal them with work, whether you're a confidence coach, an empowerment leader, a spiritual leader, a doctor, a nurse, whatever you do in your healing journey, however it is that you heal people, and you would like to be interviewed on this show, I'd like you to go over to elizabethsampson.com, fill out the form for interview, and we'll review it, and hopefully we can set up a date for you to be on here interviewed. And speaking of that, this Saturday, we have Dr. Michelle Walker, who is a doctor of nursing practice. She's also a medium and a medical intuitive and a reverend, and she will be on this Saturday at 3 p.m. So just to let everybody know, you can find this podcast over on iTunes. You can also find it over on FeedBurner. You can get the links on my site, or you can follow me on Twitter at eSampsonRN, same as Periscope, or on Facebook. And if you want to join the Journey into Healing Facebook group, you can get that link over on my website, too. Welcome in, Kelly. Welcome in. So my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused from moving from a medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. That sounds great. This is the place to come to for transformational healing. Universal teachings are applied here, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift in your world. That being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for positive thoughts and transformative change. So if you stumbled upon this broadcast accidentally, know that there are no coincidences, that the messages that will be given here today are meant for your ears to hear. I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your family, your friends, and your followers. And if you do so, and I do see you over on Periscope, I will shout out your name. Thank you, Kelly VF86. You shared this on Twitter. Thank you very much. There is going to be call-in opportunities for, oh, and you invited your followers. Thank you, Kelly. There's call-in opportunities for this show, which you can speak on air. I'll give you the number right now. It's 646-564-9633. That's 646-564-9633. And that is if you have any questions to ask. If you're on Periscope and you have questions to ask, I hopefully will be able to see them and answer them if I can. And if I can't, we'll figure out what we'll do then. So welcome in today. I just want to tell you, those of you that have followed me and those of you that know about my healing journey and the journey that I have taken with healing, this show is going to be about that. I'm going to dive deep into getting real about the healing journey, how I've struggled with exercise in my past, and how and what helped me turn off that mind chatter, that ego that was getting in the way. And if you notice here on Periscope, we are in a different studio. We are actually in my library / exercise room. If you look up there in the mirror, you could probably see an elliptical machine. So that's where we are hosting this show today. There's a different vibe and a different energy from this room here, and I'm hoping that you will feel that during this podcast and this episode. So let's see. I started my healing journey with this probably back when I've probably been doing this all my life, but I want to tell you when I was around 40 years old, which was quite some time ago. I had one of my friends that lives close to me. as sweet as she is, she decided to call me up one day and said, "Hey, are you tired of being fat?" And I was like, "Excuse me? me? Are you talking to me? Am I tired of being fat?" Okay. Well, any normal person, I probably would have decked him right there, but it was a friend, and I knew she was coming from a place of love and not from a place of meanness, but it kind of took me back a little bit. And she asked if I would join a gym with her, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, at that time, my kids were younger, and I couldn't foresee myself going to a gym every day, you know, trying to get the kids juggled out to school, get work done, because, you know, I still worked too, and try to exercise at a gym, actually leave my house to go to the gym to exercise. I didn't think it was going to happen, but I signed up. I signed up with the gym. Her husband did not want her to go without another female companion. So I said, okay, I'll go with her, you know, so I went with her. Little did I know that the first day was going to be the only day I was with her. The rest of the time, she wanted a different time and didn't even go with me, so that didn't help. But, you know, I got a trainer at the gym, and they helped me work through exercises that I needed to do. I think I was 39, just about ready to turn 40 years old. I thought, oh, I'll be in the best shape of my life when I turn 40, and this will be great. And little did I know that this gym had stairs, tons of stairs to get up to in the gym. And then on the first floor of the gym were all the weights, if you could picture this. Then there was another set of stairs to go up to hit all the ellipticals and the treadmills and the track. They had an indoor track. So I didn't think that was going to be a big deal at that point in time. But it was, because when you start working on your legs and you try to make all those stairs, it's like having rubber legs. It's not good. But I did it, and I endured this for a whole year. There wasn't many changes in my health that I noticed. It wasn't like I dropped weight you know, they say exercise, you know, exercise was the only thing I changed in my life, but it wasn't like I dropped weight. I didn't change my diet at that time. Nothing really changed. I probably felt a little bit stronger, had a little bit more oomph, you know, but I didn't notice any huge changes within my body or within my physique or maybe just my energy. Okay, that's what I noticed back then. Well, fast forward a few years, probably like 4 years when I was about 44 years old, I went to my doctor and had blood tests done and found out that I was a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke. Now, at 44 years old, you don't want to hear that. I didn't think I was overweight. Okay, the doctor didn't say I was overweight, you know, and I thought I ate pretty healthy. So for me, it was kind of like a shock, a blow. You know, yeah, I knew that my father had high cholesterol. I knew that my brother had high cholesterol, but come on, you know, my mother didn't, you know, and I couldn't figure out why I would have high cholesterol. I really didn't eat meat. I didn't eat red meat. You know, so what is it? I thought I was being healthy, having fat-free, sugar-free stuff. I didn't realize at that time that it wasn't that healthy. You learn as you go, and when you know better, you do better. So I didn't think it was a huge deal, but the doctor says you have to exercise. And again, I'm like, what is with this exercise stuff, people? You know, I was not a person that liked to sweat. I didn't like to exercise. I was tired all the time. I didn't feel I had the energy to exercise. I didn't want to go through this again. Welcome in, Pooja. I'm just telling everybody if they share this out, they will get a call out on Periscope. But I'm just talking about my exercise journey. Hi, honey. And, yeah, it was, I'm not a person that craves exercise. I never was, and I probably never will be, although I do exercise now. Thank you, Pooja, for inviting your followers. So, I felt like I was fighting my way. Now, this is the analogy I put to this. I felt like I was fighting my way out of a brown paper bag. Thank you, Pooja, for sharing this over on Twitter. And for the hearts. And if anybody knows what it's, you know, paper bag has an opening, right? It's at the top. And I felt like I was fighting my way through this paper bag and I couldn't find my way out. That's how sad it was. Okay. I knew I had to exercise. The doctor says you have to exercise or you will have a heart attack or a stroke. So I said, okay. He says, here's your options. This is what you can do. One, you can run on the treadmill, 30 minutes, and get your heart rate going and get a sweat up. Oh, God, there's that sweat again, right? I didn't want to hear that, okay? But, okay, treadmill, what else can I do? Because I didn't think, yeah, Pooja says she sucks at exercise. Yeah, it's very difficult to get your head wrapped around it. But I'm going to tell you what I did and how I've been doing this for over, oh, my God, like 12 years now. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, nutrition's big on it too, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. Where was I? I was talking about, oh, yeah, I could do the treadmill. He says you can use an elliptical machine 30 minutes. And I'm thinking at that time I didn't have an elliptical machine. I do now, but I didn't have one then. You can swim 30 minutes nonstop. Okay. Who could swim 30 minutes nonstop? I couldn't swim 30 minutes nonstop. I have a pool, but I figured, you know what? My feet would touch the bottom because I'll cheat. I will because I won't do it. And the other thing he told me was that I could ride a bike, but not leisurely, you know, really ride a bike like you would in spin class or like if you're out on a road race, right? And I was like, that's not happening. I live in the Northeast. We have snow. I can't do that stuff all year around. So I chose the treadmill. Yep, I chose the treadmill because why? I live in the Northeast and why I have a treadmill. And I figured, well, I guess that's the only thing I can do 365 days a year I thought, oh, this isn't going to be too bad. I could do this, right? Yeah. Well, my very first day, let me tell you, it was pitiful. Now, mind you, I'm not overweight, but yet I get on the treadmill. I put it at a 3. I figured I'll walk at this pace of a 3, okay? And then when I feel it, I'll boost it up. I boost it up to a 5, and I start jogging, okay? And I start losing my breath, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm looking at the clock, and it's not even a minute. It was not even a minute, and I got to do this for 30 minutes. Thinking, there's no way. How am I going to do this, okay? My ego mind was just wreaking havoc with me. It was saying, you're no good. You're not going to do this. How can you possibly think at your age you're going to get on the treadmill and run for 30 minutes like the kids do, right? I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to do this, people. So I'm hanging on for dear life. You're not supposed to hold on when you're on the treadmill, okay? They're there just for your balance, but get the picture. I'm hanging on. I'm hanging on. I'm not only hanging on, I'm like laying on the treadmill, and my legs are moving, but I'm huffing and puffing, and I'm sweating, and I'm in agony. My legs are killing me. I'm in so much agony, but I know, okay, 30 minutes, and I just kept thinking, I have 30 minutes. And in that 30 minutes, I talked to God, I talked to Archangel Michael, I talked to Archangel Raphael, I asked for strength, I asked for healing, I asked for assistance, I did everything I thought in my power that I could do to endure the 30 minutes on the treadmill the very first day. I figured, how am I ever going to do this for the rest of my life? How am I ever going to get on the treadmill every day? Okay, I don't know if anybody out there can relate to that agony that I was in at that moment in time. But I knew it was just my ego mind telling me, you can't do this. And I know if you dig down deep inside, there's more strength that you have that you can bring out and bring forth, and you can conquer anything. You have to put your mind to conquering that. You have to take your little ego mind and set it aside. Focus on your body. Focus on what is to conquer that. And at that point in time, I think I started counting. I just started counting. I'd count 1 to 10, 10 to 1, you know, I'd get a rhythm, I'd get a pace. I would do anything to keep me moving forward, trying not to think on the agony that my body was in at the point in time, or that I thought my body was in. And I learned to control my mindset in that moment, okay? Now, I knew I had to do this every day. This wasn't going to be a one-time thing. This was going to be every day if I didn't want to be a candidate for a heart attack and stroke, if I wanted to live to see my children grow old, okay, to get married, to have kids, to go to college, whatever it was. I really, really, really knew I had to do something. So I made a promise to myself and a pact to myself that I would continue exercising. Okay, and I did, okay. Now, fast forward, I'm 51 years old now. I'll be 52 this year. So, I've continued. And now, I'm not going to say I haven't fallen off exercise at some point in time. I did when my mother got sick, when I was taking care of my mother. But I jumped back on. And every time I would still endure going through the motions of the mind chatter, the ego, and shutting them off. It's a constant struggle for me. It's not something that's easy. I just want you to know, if this is you and this is something that you struggle with, that no, you're not alone. There are so many people out there in the world that have these conditions and problems. I don't care if you're 100 pounds. I don't care if you're 150 or 200 or 300, however much you weigh, if you're overweight, if you're underweight, if you're in between, or if you're like me, you're not overweight, you're not underweight, you're just normal, but you have a blood condition that could cause you to have a heart attack or stroke. I want you to know that you can do it. Okay. If little Elizabeth Sampson can do this, anybody can do this. Okay. And I don't mean to make light of it because I'm not. It was very difficult for me. It still is difficult for me to do. But I do want you to know, when my daughter was in high school, she's in college now, but when she was in high school, she was on the track team. Yeah. Go Sarah. She was on the track team. She was the runner of the family. It wasn't me. But she used to help me when the runs. When I first went on the road to run, it was pretty pitiful. Okay, the first nice day I had, and I figured, I'm sick of being in this basement. I'm sick of being in this exercise room. I am going out onto the road. And I went out on the road to run. I didn't even get 400 feet before I wanted to walk. Yeah, 400 feet. I didn't even get down, you know, to the next place. I had to walk. But I knew at that time I could walk, then I could pick up the jog again, and then I can walk if I needed to. But I'll let you know, I got up to where I did 7 miles running nonstop. Okay? It probably took me 2 months to get to 3 miles, 5K, do a 5K. And I thought, hey, I'm good. So while my daughter was in track team, I had to take her. She had to enter into a local race that we had at one of the local colleges. It was the Ted Moore Run against DWI. And so her whole team had signed up. And I figured, you know what? I have to drive her there. I might as well participate. So I signed up to run. Never did a road race before in my life. Okay, never. I was probably, I want to say, 48 at the time when this occurred. And I was placed, of course, according to my age. But guess what? I took third place in my age group. Third place. This is somebody who couldn't even stop holding on to the treadmill, okay? And I won third place for my age division. And it was such an awesome thing to have the kids cheering you on as you came in. Of course, they all beat me, but, you know, they're teenagers. And, you know, here I was a little older. So I want you to know you can do this, okay? Exercise doesn't have to be the end of you. You know, it wasn't for me. I still struggle. But I do. I exercise every day. Jillian Michaels was kicking my butt this morning in cross training. And I do get on the treadmill. So I downloaded this app. It's a free app if anybody wants to download it. It's called C25K. It's by Zen Labs. And it's a free app. And it gets you from the couch to a 5K within 8 weeks. And they also have a 10K one, a half marathon, and a marathon one if you choose to go that route. But I'll stick with the 5K for now. But, yeah, I use that app, and it works you gradually and slowly. And when you get to the point where you're already doing a 5K, if you fall off, kick yourself in the butt, pick yourself up, get back on track, and do it again. Okay, because you can do it. If I could do it, you could do it. You know, I just want to share that with everybody because I know how hard exercise can be. And for me, it still is a struggle. I'm not tiny. I mean, I'm maybe short, but I'm not underweight by any means. But, you know, I am healthy now. But it's not just the exercise. You know, I will tell you, it was nutrition too. And they do say nutrition is 90%. Okay. You struggle too. Pooja says she struggles too in her life as well. Yeah. I think there's everybody out there struggles. Okay. If you like exercise, that's awesome. More power to you. I wish more of us could love to exercise, could enjoy every bit of it. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough when you struggle with it. It's tough when your mind takes over. So just know that you can turn that mind chatter off. There are ways that you can turn that off. And you can pat yourself on the back and feel proud that you even got up off the couch to do 5 minutes of whatever. Or if you're like me, the first time on the treadmill, 1 minute hanging on for dear life, push yourself. Push yourself at 1 minute to get to 5 minutes. Okay, try to dig down deep in and get that strength that you have. Pull it out and use it to push forward. So, guys, this is coming to a close. We have 4 minutes left. I want to thank you so much for stopping in and listening to me talk about my healing journey and how I struggle with exercise on a daily basis. You know, if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off illness genes, I want you to come on over to ElizabethSampson.com. Sign up for a free discovery call with me. Thank you, Pooja, for a great chat. You know, and we'll see if we can work together on this. You know, I do have coaching sessions available if it's something you're interested in doing. I don't bust butt about exercise. Like I said, I do talk about exercise, but nutrition is 90% of it. Okay. So I want you to just remember that you can take 100% control of your health. I want you to know that you hold the keys to your healing, and it depends on you to choose which road that you're going to travel down. So this is Elizabeth Sampson. I am signing off of Blog Talk Radio. I will be here Saturday with Dr. Michelle Walker at 3 p.m. And there will be call-in opportunities at that time during the show. Right now we're set for an hour show, but if we have to go over, we can go over. So hopefully I will see everybody this Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. I probably won't be doing Periscope with it. We'll just be doing Blog Talk. But, yeah, come see Dr. Michelle Walker. All right, everybody. Everybody take care, and until Saturday, have an awesome week. Bye.